lights. I jumped out of bed and got dressed, went off into the night air, and my mind was such a mess. You cannot begin to decorate on Christmas Eve until you got an axe and you've picked out a Christmas tree. Just then in front of me appeared with such a glow, it was an 8-foot pine. I knocked it over with one blow.
I can't control what I'm doing, I can't believe what I see. I got heads and body parts decorating my tree. A trail of blood in the snow, where did my sanity go? Blaming on vanity, but I know it's calamity, so I follow my hollow soul into a dark hole and throttle your existence by murdering you on Christmas. And I know that I could swallow the evil until I died, but I became addicted to purging on Christmas night. Texting and laughing, and I'm double-handed grabbing an axe and start smashing. Witnesses are gasping while I put all the pieces in a bag in the trunk. Hit the gas, now I'm back in the cut, trying to dab as much blood off a foot as I can. In the back out looking for another victim again.
This head, I mean, this ornament's my favorite. It belongs to the lady whose head I smashed down into the pavement. She barely screamed when I chopped her head clean, and from her neck to her forehead I discarded the in-between with a hand shovel. It took a little time, it wasn't working. The way the candle inside her head lights her eyes is perfect. Pay attention to the details and make the garland with the string as I thread each of her fingernails. Shape of art, an 8-foot pine covered with heads for the most part. Strings of fingernails, intestines here and there give it a sense of feeling of holiday flair. The red on green and blood on pine, with a snowfall background, it screams Christmas time. Such a festive display of macabre and fright. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Christmas already.